Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. We are here with Adam Zemain. We just heard from Adam a couple weeks ago, but because of Health in Motion's generosity, they are sponsoring us this month, so we wanted to have Adam back. So hello, Adam.
Hey, Cindy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome back. So last time we talked about chronic pain, and we want to expand on that a little bit, right? So
yes.
We don't want to be in pain. So today we're going to talk about physical activity, kind of like paranormal activity, but the physical version, right?
Right.
We're not going to really label
pretty
it.
Pretty similar to paranormal.
Yeah, sometimes it can be, right?
Yeah,
scares
right.
you, gets your heart rate up.
Right.
It's
exactly.
all the same, right? Scary activity. So introduce yourself again. Remind everybody who you are and where you are.
Yep. So my name is Adam Zemain. I am a physical therapist with Health in Motion in Merrill, and we are located inside Riverside Athletic Club.
And I saw a sign on the way today that said something about a hot tub. We should discuss that later because one at the facility, correct?
Yes, and a warm water pool.
Fantastic. So maybe after our physical activity, that would be a good place for people to end up.
Yeah, some people do that. They just kind of wind down after a good workout, but I don't know. I don't like going into hot places when I'm already warm.
Hot.
Exactly.
I was just going to say, it's kind of the opposite of like the sauna effect, right? You go into the sauna and then you jump into the cold lake.
Yes.
Backwards. I don't know. I'd much rather jump into the warm hot tub than the cold lake. So, All right. Well, we'll leave that up to the others to decide what they want to do.
Yes.
So let's talk about physical activity. It's starting to get warmer out. So, you know, it is springtime in Wisconsin. And people want to start thinking about going out, swimming, bathing suits, things like that, or maybe just general. Again, our topic is wellness, right? Wellness Wednesday. So how can we have some physical activity to make us a little bit better?
Yeah, so it all comes down to what you prefer. So we'll get into the different types of physical activity. And, you know, there's physical activity and then there's exercise. And, you know, we kind of use them hand in hand. But generally, physical activity is more so how active are we being in general. And then when we look at exercise, the types would be, you know, aerobic or more, you know, cardio, and then strength training. And then there's different things you can work on, balance and that too. But it does come down to what you prefer. So if you are someone that doesn't like to bike, you just really want to walk, walking is going to be your key. If you're someone that doesn't like to run, then maybe you walk. And there's this quote of, the best exercise is whatever one you're going to stick to.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because if you don't enjoy what you're doing, you're not going to stick with it. So generally, we want to get at least 150 minutes a week of some sort of aerobic or cardio. And, you know, typically they say, you know, do about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And then we do want to supplement that with some sort of strength or resistance training at least twice a week, if not three. And that too would comes down to what your preferences are and what works for you.
And it could be as simple, I mean, I've heard this before for many years, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I was told once upon a time that even picking up a soup can and doing repetitions with a soup can, just so there's a little bit more resistance than your normal arms.
Yeah, and that works too. And it does also include what level you're at for strength. So, you know, some bodybuilder doing a soup can is not going to be much, but for some people that might be all that they need. And like you said, it's better than nothing.
Sure. And depending on, you know, again, we have levels, everybody, whoever's listening right now, we've got the soup can level and we've got the bodybuilder level.
Yeah.
So just being, I guess, purposeful
yes.
in movements, getting up. I think we're all way too sedentary. I don't want to plug movies and it's been a long time since I saw it, but WALL-E comes to mind. Right? When we're all just floating around in our little chairs and eating and, you know, we need to get up and move around.
Yes.
And stop the problems later on of weight gain and maybe joints, achy joints, things like that.
Yeah. And that's a good comment about you can't just be sitting around because, you know, we can also use that to talk about why it's important to do some strength training. So if you have someone, let's say they're doing squats even with 50 pounds, how much easier is that going to make it getting out of a chair? It's the same movement, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I think we're going to stop right now. We're out of time for right this second. Yep. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsor, Health in Motion, and hear what they got going on. And then we'll come back with Adam and finish up on this physical activity. And then in the podcast side, we're going to talk a little bit more. Let's talk a little bit more on some of those things that they can do. So we will be right back. You guys hang out, enjoy your message from Health in Motion, and we'll see you in just a second. All right. Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us and joining us for part two with Adam Zemane, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Health in Motion in Merrill. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Cindy.
I know you just were talking, but, you know, somebody might be just tuning in.
Right.
So here's Adam again, everybody.
Hey, guys.
And we're talking about physical activity, not necessarily exercise or an exercise routine. We're trying to make it very doable, right? So physical activity. I just made the correlation between the movie WALL-E and little people just floating around on our chairs, pounding down chips and not getting up and doing stuff, right? So a lot of people listening here probably have desk jobs. That's very popular. And maybe even working at home, remote people. Walk us through a couple things, easy stuff that we can do at home, maybe entry level, I'll say exercises, but what I mean is activity.
Yeah.
So as you people are listening, activity equals exercise. What's a couple nice low impact things that people could do just to get them started moving?
Yeah, I would say for someone that works a desk job or works from home remotely, something that would be good is throughout the day, give yourself a little break to get up, walk around a bit, maybe do some light things, you know, body weight or light resistance, like maybe do a couple air squats or maybe do, I don't know, if you like doing sit-ups, do some sit-ups, just something to break up the day so it's not that sedentary for your full, you know, 8 hours or whatever you work. So that can be a good thing. I know some people on their lunch break will, you know, go for a walk outside, you know, or have like this quick 10-minute YouTube video even that they might watch and just do something throughout the day. And that can break up, like I said, the kind of monotony and all the sitting.
What is something that you see at Health in Motion with injuries maybe related to a more sedentary lifestyle? How can we avoid some things that you see?
I think some of the injuries that happen are due to people not being prepared for whatever task they have to take on. So if there was someone that, let's say they work a desk job and then maybe the first time they have to do yard work or the first time that they have to shovel snow, their body's not prepared for that because they've been relatively inactive. And not to blame them, it's easy to, you know, get caught in your work and, you know, just be at your desk in the zone. But if we can be a little bit more intentional, even if that may be something where they set alarms on their phone to, you know, get up and move a little bit. But I think pretty much all injuries that I see are due to, you know, not being ready for the task at hand.
And that doesn't necessarily mean being unhealthy or out of shape per se, right? You're
right.
Just, you, with any activity, you kind of have to prepare for it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you are really healthy on paper, everything is great, but again, your body doesn't normally do that bending, stooping, twisting motion.
Right.
Now you have a zinger.
Right. I'm generally pretty active, but if I tried to go run 5 miles today, that would not go well.
Sure. We have to build up. And the more activity you do, and I know myself, I enjoy that get up and walk around because I was not used to a desk job. And now that I have one partially, there's days when I get stuck sitting there and I'm like, just I'm going to power through it. It's another hour and I'll be done. No, you know what? It makes more sense to get up and walk around. You'd feel better.
Right.
And clear your head a little bit too. Mm-hmm. Hopefully people have places in their offices that they couldn't go walk. Take a long walk to the bathroom, back and forth down the hall, stuff like that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and even with those desk jobs, it's very rare that our full shift that we have to be working. So I think sometimes it's like, well, hey, I can't get away from my work, but there are plenty of gaps throughout the day where we can at least take a couple minutes. Doesn't need to be 20 minutes.
Yeah, just something. Get up, get the blood pumping, move around.
Yeah.
What is one thing before we run out of time for our on-air section here? If you had to just pick one thing, your favorite thing for people to do at work, in the work environment, just to clear their head, cobwebs, get up, move around, what would you suggest?
Walk around.
Just the walking is the
real minimum. Simple. Yeah, just get up and walk around a bit. Doesn't need to be any sort of crazy exercise. Just get up and just move. Get the blood flowing a little bit.
Sure. Maybe make a trip to the water fountain to fill up the coffee pot for your coworkers or something. Just make us something to get up and move around.
Or a brand new smoothie.
Oh, Brandon.
I was talking about that on the way in.
Yeah. There was a coffee situation with caffeine. It probably is translating on air right now. Sorry if it is. Or you're welcome, whichever way you want to see it. I get a little exciting sometimes. Not helping, or it is helping me move around today and get some exercise, so that's good. So, yeah, physical activity. I mean, we make jokes about it all the time, and even people that are doing it make jokes about it, right? So, moral of the story, get up, move around. Summer is coming. It's going to happen, even though, I mean, it's Wisconsin. We'll get it, at least if it's 3 days. Right. Should be prepared for it, right? So get up, get moving. We're going to talk a little bit more with Adam about if you do get some damage, how you can remedy that and make yourself feel better to get back to that activity. But to wrap us up, Adam, tell us again who you are, where you are, and how to get a hold of you.
Yep. So my name is Adam Zemain, physical therapist at Health and Motion in Merrill, Wisconsin, and I'm inside Riverside Athletic Club, and our address there is 500 South Center Avenue. Phone number is 715-722-1101.
Thank you. And you do have a Wausau location that is on 17th Avenue, kind of by Thomas Street for anybody in the Wausau area. Give them a call as well. And thank you again so much, Adam, for joining us today. Thank you to Health and Motion for sponsoring our show. And again, stick around, you guys. Come back to the podcast because we're going to talk about remedying some of these situations. Maybe you got a little too deep in and hurt something. So let's alleviate some of that pain and move on so we can be better.
Yep.
How's that sound? All right, we will see everybody next week. Thank you for joining us. Thank you again, Adam, and you guys have a great day. All right, everybody, thank you for joining us on the podcast side of our Talk Wellness Wednesday talk today with Adam Zemain, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Health and Motion. And today we're talking about physical activity. I didn't want to scare people with the exercise, the E word. We're into April now. So our resolutions have probably drifted off a smidge, and maybe we are just left at that physical activity instead of the let's work out and make this big New Year's resolution, right? Yeah. Maybe somebody went a little too hard on this little program. What kind of injuries do you see, Adam? And then, you know, what's some good ways to alleviate the pain maybe after people went a little too much?
We pretty much treat everything in physical therapy, everything from, you know, ankle injuries to neck pain to shoulders. So we treat a lot of different issues there, you know, back pain and stuff. I think the most important thing that people need to consider when they have a new injury is that usually they do get better. And just setting that up and say, hey, you know what, I'm injured right now, but this isn't going to be a permanent thing. And that gets us into how physical therapy kind of works with this, is that we're, you know, reassurance. And we're actually, if we're talking physical activity, we are encouraging continued activity after an injury. Do we need to scale it down? Sure. But we don't want people to just, okay, be on bed rest like they used to do, because it makes things last a little bit longer. So just giving them different ideas for very light exercises at home that can mimic the activities that are currently painful, in addition to kind of more of the hands-on stuff we may do in the clinic, or maybe we do some different modalities, that fancy word of saying, like our good old like dry needling and electric stim, that sort of thing, just to calm it down. And then, yeah, it all ends up being a progression of, okay, they probably want to get back to activities that they were doing before, but we kind of lay out the plan of how that's going to look based on how they're progressing.
So you don't just leave them high and dry, right? Like somebody comes in, so maybe their physical activity is walking or jogging. We won't even go crazy with running. We're just walking and jogging. Maybe they hurt their knee. Mm-hmm. Again, bed rest. Well, you don't want to continue to hurt that place, right? But maybe you can help them figure out, okay, isolate that knee. What can the rest of your body do to stay moving and let that rest, right? Would that be...
That's a good point. And yeah, looking at other areas of the body they can work on. Oh, hey, I hurt my knee. Okay, let's work some upper body stuff. And then with the knee specifically, okay, what activities are painful for that knee? How can we mimic that, even if it's to a very, very light degree? Just doing some, you know, maybe even just contracting some of the muscles in that area at a, you know, sub pain level.
Sure. Or maybe even, I don't know, I'm just making up things because I'm all hopped up on caffeine here yet still, but maybe instead of bending the knee, you can still move that leg, just not bending the knee. So you can do, you help them with an activity plan.
Yes.
I just don't want to say that E word, activity plan. To keep you moving.
Yeah.
So what is an area, do you have common in this area for people to injure themselves when they're doing these things?
This spans across all of physical therapy. Low back pain is our most common issue.
Everybody just went, uh-huh.
Yeah, everyone did.
I heard all the world go, uh-huh.
The stat was 80% of people will have back pain at some point in their life. So it's common. And depending on, you know, what region you're in, I don't know if there's any trends, but makes up a good 40% of cases, low back pain.
Sure. And do you ever recommend, I will say, devices, like back braces or things like that? Or is that more of like just a Band-Aid after the fact kind of thing?
Band-Aids are okay in some respects. I don't recommend that everyone use back brace all the time. Let's say you have someone that is trying to lift as much weight as they can, trying to, you know, go for what we call one rep max. I'd recommend they use a brace. Or if their symptoms after a new injury are super high, okay, let's brace for a short period of time and then let's get out of it so our muscles don't get lazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I think we just set up our next talk. I think maybe back pain, lower back stuff might be something we discuss on our next round.
Yeah.
Because as you said that, and I made a joke, but I feel like that is insanely common. I can't speak to one person without somebody saying, oh, my lower back.
Right.
I mean, it's very common, right? So we need to work on that.
We should do a poll with people. Just go up to a bunch of random people in the street with a mic and be like, have you ever had back pain?
Yeah. If you had to pick one area of pain out of these five choices, which would it be?
Yeah.
We'll work on that. Maybe we can make a little survey. Hey, anybody listening, go online. You're listening to this podcast. Leave us a comment and let us know about your back pain or anything for that matter. I very much want people to participate in this. And if somebody has something that is bothering them and they have some questions, we'll see if we can get a little free consultation out of Adam here. And but you guys do that anyways, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to talk to you, I make it a joke, but they absolutely can call you and talk through these problems. You know, get in with you, have an appointment. You guys do a big workup. You spend time with your people, right?
Yeah. When we see them for their first true appointment, we get to see them for an hour, and then usually follow-ups are about 45 minutes or so. But when you mentioned consultations, we do free screens, as we call them, for 15 minutes just to talk through some things and see, okay, is this something that we think is just going to get better on its own? Is it something that we would be able to treat and we think we should treat? Or is it something where they're in the wrong office and should be probably seeing their primary or go to the ER or something?
Fantastic. Yeah. And you also have self-pay, right? Yep. You don't just do straight insurance. So if people don't have insurance, they can still come to you.
Yes.
And you still have that 15-minute consultation to see if they're in the right place. And then if they are, then you guys set up a plan. And it's very obvious, right? They know what they're getting into. They know how much it's going to be and what this time frame would be, right? Yeah.
And we can give recommendations, but we don't force anyone to come in for, you know, 3 months.
Sure.
It's more so, hey, if they're getting better and we think they can manage at home, have fun. Hopefully we only see you socially.
And I was going to say, I think you said that last time, right? Yeah. Where your goal is to not see these people again.
Yeah.
You want to make them better and well so they can go about their lives and they don't need you.
Yeah.
You want to put health and motion out of business in a nice way, right?
I mean, it kind of is like that.
It kind of is. Like, you guys are always there. You're doing this great service for people without insurance, people with insurance. It could be something super simple. Could be something complex. You guys will work through that with them, find out what they need, and then get them in the right direction.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good place to stop for us today. So I want you to wrap it up one more time. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how to get a hold of you. And then we will talk again.
Sounds good. My name is Adam Zemain, physical therapist with Health and Motion in Merrill, inside Riverside Athletic Club. 500 South Center Avenue is our address. And then our clinic's phone number is 715-722-1101.
Fantastic. And thank you again to Health and Motion for providing this opportunity for us to be on the air again this month. So again, thank you from Wellness Wednesday to Health and Motion. Thank you so much, Adam, for coming in. We will talk to Adam again, and we will keep everybody getting well. And hopefully, if you guys need something, get in with Health and Motion. Very good place, very nice people. They will take good care of you. So thank you so much for coming in today, Adam.
Thank you.